Krishna is referred to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, along with his many expansions. He is expanded by his unary parts and parcels, his differentiated parts and parcels, and his different energies. Krishna, in other words, means everything and includes everything. Generally, however, we should understand Krishna to mean Krishna and his personal expansions. Krishna expands himself as Vuladeva, Sankarshan, Vasudeva, Aniruddha, Pradyumna, Rama, Nrsimha, Varaha, as well as many other incarnations of innumerable Vishnu expansions. These are described in the Srimad Bhagavatam to be as numerous as the uncountable waves. So Krishna includes all such expansions as well as his pure devotion. In the Brahma Samhita, it is stated that Krishna's expansions are all complete in eternity, blissfulness, and cognizance. Devotional service means to prosecute Krishna-conscious activities which are favorable to the transcendental pleasure of the Supreme Lord Krishna, and any activities which are not favorable to the transcendental favor of the Lord cannot be accepted as devotional service.
So, Krishna, does that mean alone? Krishna is not imperfect. He is person and he expands in so many persons. Eka Bahushyam. He is one, but he expands himself to innumerable forms. The Vishnu forms, they are known as Shamsa. And the servitor forms, the living entities, they are also expansion of Vishnu, part and parcel, differentiated, vivinnas. So, everything expansion of Krishna. Parasa Brahmana Shakti. Parasa Brahmana Shakti. Sarvidam Akhilam Jagat. Whatever we see, experience within this world, within this universe, they are simply expansion of the energy of Krishna. Just like fire has got two energies, heat and light. Similarly, Krishna is expanding by his two energies, the material energy and the spiritual energy. So this material world is expansion of his material energy, and we are marginal. We are also energy. We are not energetic. We are not Purusha. We are Prakriti. In the Bhagavad Gita, the living entities have been described as Prakriti. Aparayam itastu vidhi me prakritim para. After describing the material energy, earth, water, air, fire, sky, mind, intelligence, ego, Krishna says, aparayam, all these energies, separated energies, material energies, they are apara, inferior. But that is also Krishna's energy. Inferior means not actually inferior, because there cannot be anything inferior which is emanating from Krishna. The inferior in this sense, by our absence of Krishna consciousness. Because we have come here in this material world to enjoy, to satisfy sense satisfaction, sense gratification. We have made it inferior. Otherwise, it is not inferior. One who knows how to utilize this energy, for him it is not inferior. Nidbandhe Krishna Sambandhe Yukta Vidhagamuch. One who does not know how to utilize this material energy for the purpose of Krishna, for them it is inferior. Otherwise, Advaigan, absolute, Idam Hivisang, Bhagavan Hivetara. Narada Muni has described before Vyasadeva, Idam Hivisang, Bhagavan Hivetara. It appears like different, but actually, Krishna, Mahabhagavat, this is the vision of Mahabhagavat, not ordinary. Mahabhagavat, sthavar jangam dakhe na dakhe tar murti. In Mahabhagavat, she is a tree or an animal line. He does not see the form, but he sees his Ishtadev murti. He sees there Krishna. Actually, Krishna is there as Paramatma. So, he sees Paramatma. He does not see the external body. So, Krishna's two energies, inferior means where Krishna consciousness is almost absent. That is inferior. When there is Krishna consciousness, that is no more inferior. That is superior. So, Krishna says, aparayam itasu vidhi me prakritim para. After all, any energy, prakriti. So, the Mayavadi philosopher mistakes to elevate the living entities to the standard of Purusha, the Supreme. But actually it is not so. It is Prakriti. Prakriti means predominator. And Purus means predominator. And actually that is our position. We are not predominator. Artificially I am thinking that I am predominator. That is my illusion. I am not predominator. Nobody is predominator. Predominator is Krishna. Matta parataru nanya kinti jasti dharanja. He is predominator. Aham sarvasya prabhava. Matta sarvam prabhata. So, prakriti and purush, Krishna is purush. Purusham sāsatam, Arjuna has described. Purusham sāsatam, parabrahma param dhāma pavittam paramam bhava. Purusham sāsatam ādhyam. You are the original purush. Enjoy. That is Krishna consciousness. If we know that Krishna is the original person enjoyer, and we are simply enjoyed, we are meant for being enjoyed, not to take the post of enjoyer. Here in this material world, everyone is artificially trying to become enjoyer. Both men and women. And that is illusion. Nobody is enjoy. Bhoktaram jagadavasam sarvalokamayasam. The supreme enjoyer is Krishna. So, just like Prakriti Purush, we can get one idea husband and wife. Husband is Purush. Wife is Prakriti. So if the wife is faithful, always trying to serve the husband, always to make her husband pleased, and husband takes care of the wife for all her necessities of life, as that home life becomes very beautiful and happy. Similarly, Krishna is the supreme Purusha, enjoyer. We living entities, if we simply try to serve him and make him happy, as the gopis did, then it is very congenial atmosphere, as it was in Vrindavan. Everyone is serving Krishna. Everyone is trying to please Krishna. The birds, the bees, the trees, the land, the water, the cowherd wives, the gopis, Krishna's father, mother, elderly people, everyone. The center point is Krishna. That is Vrindavan. So, we can have Vrindavan anywhere and everywhere. Vrindavan is not that limited. It is not material. And Krishna is not limited. Krishna says in the Brahma Sanghita, Goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuta. Just like Krishna says that patram puspam phalam toyam yomi bhakta prajachat tadaham asnami. Now one can say that Krishna is far, far away in the Goloka Vrindava. How he will eat? And that is material conception. Krishna can eat even he is in Goloka Vrindava, provided the foodstuff is offered by devotee. Jome bhaktya prajachat. It is a question of bhakti. Then Krishna eats. Krishna is present in his Goloka Vrindava, in his dhama. He does not go out, but his expansion goes out and takes, accepts the service of the devotees. This is the Bhagavat Tattva Vijnana. One should understand the Bhagavat Tattva Vijnana. It is a science, how he takes. We have got our limited sense. That I am sitting here, if you offer my foodstuff some years off from me, I cannot reach, because I am limited. But Krishna can expand his hand. He himself comes. Sameva Suratvam. Krishna becomes manifest to the devotee. Atas Sri Krishna Namadi Navavit Gayam Indriya Sevan Mukhi Jivhado. When one becomes devotee, beginning from the tongue, Jivhado, by chanting Hare Krishna Mantra, Sevan Mukhi Jivhado Sarameva Svarasata, he becomes revealed. Jai Naam Sei Krishna. That is the perfection of chanting without any offenses. Then you will find the name is not different from Krishna. When you are chanting, you will find Krishna is dancing on your tongue. This is the conclusion. So, we have to learn how to chant. Therefore, in the Shastras and the Puranas, the 10 kinds of offenses are described, and Srila Jiva Goswami has been very much stressed to avoid these offenses. Siddharam, In the beginning, we cannot chant pure form of the name because we are accustomed, but still, by chanting process, then it becomes namabhas, almost pure. Abhas means, just like before sunrise, you find the darkness is off, but it is not sunlight. It is different from sunlight, but it's still there is the dawn. You can see everything distinctly. Similarly, first there is offensive name, and if we avoid the 10 kinds of offenses, then gradually it becomes namabhas. And Srila Haridas Thakur has said, namacharya, that by namabhas one becomes liberated. There was some argument with Haridas Thakur and one Brahmin in the office of Raghunath Das Goswami's father, uncle. So there was some high-level talks on the namabhas. So by namabhas, one becomes liberated. By chanting Hare Krishna mantra fancy, one becomes materially happy or distressed. But when one comes to the stage of namabhas, he becomes liberated. And when he chants pure name, there is Krishna prayer, just like Rupa Goswami. He was chanting, we are also chanting, but we are not in the stage of Rupa Goswami or Sanatana Goswami and Haridas Thakur. Actually, if we come to that stage, then there will be Krishna prayer. Love of Krishna. Just like Rupa Goswami said, that what shall I chant with one tongue and two ears? If there are millions of tongues and trillions of ears, I could chant something. And we cannot finish it in 16 now. Because we have not created our taste for chanting. Still we are in the namaparad stage. But don't be disappointed. One chanting will come to the right position, namabhas, then suddhana. Everything requires gradual development. So, this nama is also another incarnation of Krishna. Nama rupe kulikale Krishna avata. Name is, because name and Krishna is not different. Avinnatya namanamina. There is no difference. Here in the material world, there is difference between the name and the substance. But Advaitam, in the absolute world, there is no such distinction. The name and the person, the same, identical. So, actually, when we chant Hare Krishna mantra, we directly associate with Krishna, because name is the incarnation of Krishna. Nama rupe Krishna avata. Therefore, if we are sensible, then we should take very much respectful attitude to the name. Because name and Krishna, the same. Suppose Krishna comes here, how much respectful we shall immediately. So similarly, when we chant Hare Krishna mantra, we should know Krishna is there. Therefore, we should be very much cautious and respectful, not neglectful. That is offense. That is offense. If you become inattentive, that is offense. because Lord is bright and hot. This thing giving us chance to meet Him in so many ways. Nam, Rup, Leela, Parikar, Vaishishta. He is giving us chance in the form of name, in the form of deity, in the form of His pastimes, in the form of His paraphernalia, just like this Vrindavan. Vrindavan is as good as Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, it is not my manufacture. Aradha Bhagavan Vritesha Tanayo Tadhyamam Vrindavan. As Krishna, the Vrindavanandan Hari Krishna, as He is worshipable, similarly His dham is worshipable. We should be very much respectful to Vrindavan dham. Otherwise, we will be offended. Dham aparad. Dham aparad. If we remain here in Vrindavan, we should know that we are living with Krishna and how much we should be cautious, how much we should be careful if we are actually understand what is dhamma. Dhamma is also Krishna. Even the dhamma, we commit sinful activities, then we are what is called suiciding, committing suicide. It is a fact, you know the story of Jamalaja. So, they were given the place in the dhamma, Vrindavan dhamma, as a tree, but they had to waste time for so many hundred years. Although there is guarantee, anyone who is in dhamma, he will get the shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, but not, why should you waste your time to become a tree or a monkey or a hog or a dog? Don't waste. This is very careful. Don't commit any offense in the dhamma. Then, one life is sufficient to go back to home, back to us. Takta dehaṁ punarjanmanaiti māneti. If we actually live in Vrindavan, carefully, without committing any offense and sinful life, then in this life, you are going to Krishna. Krishna says, janma tanma me dibbam ju janati tattva. To live in Vrindavan means to know Krishna, how He appeared here, how He played here, how He executed His pastimes here, janma tanma, dibbam, these are all celestial, all transcendental. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihar. So this is Vrindavan life of Krishna. So if we know Krishna Tattvata, this Tattvata we discussed this morning, Manushanam Sahasrishti Kostit Jatati Siddha Jatatamati Siddhanam Kostit Vetti Mam Tattva. So all those who are living in Vrindavan, they should try to understand Krishna Tattvata. That is their business. Not that take advantage of Vrindavan and make some annabhilas, jnana karma. No. That means they are wasting time. We'll get the chance because we have come to Vrindavan. Vrindavan is so powerful. But if we commit offense and sinful activities, it will be delayed. My Guru Maharaj used to say that don't waste time. Don't wait for another life. In this life, finish this business to understand Krishna and go back to home, back to God. That is the way. If one is businessman, just like in business, they want to execute business, finish the business quickly. Similarly, because we see that such a devotee like Bharat Maharaj, because he was little attached to a cat, deer cat, what is it called?
Fawn,
yes. So he had to take the life of a deer next life. Just see, such a great devotee. But because he was little attached, So we should be very careful that even in Vrindavan, if we miss the point, if we are attached to something, then we have to accept another life, either as beast or tree. Of course, the chance will be given to become a tree and beast in Vrindavan, that is also profitable, because next time he's going back to home. But why should he waste another life in this way? So, Krishna, nama rupaya avata. So we should respect chanting of Hare Krishna mantra with very carefulness, process, so that you may not commit any offense, then your business is successful. Namnath bala jasthari papa buddhi. If somebody thinks that I am living in Vrindavan, I am chanting Hare Krishna mantra, so if I do something sinful, what it will do? Eka nam, Krishna name jato papa hare, papi hai tato pap kuri varana hai. So, what sinful I am doing? Little sinful. Yes, little sinful will be excused. But if it is done, not willingly, but if you commit sinful activities willingly, daily, then you will be punished. That is law of it. Even if you are bhakta, you will be given chance, but you will have to be punished. So therefore you must be very careful. We are chanting Hare Krishna mantra means dealing with Krishna directly. Therefore, we must be very careful, cautious, respectful. Then it is nice, it is success. Read next.
For example, great demons like Ravan, Kamsa, Hiranyakashipu were always thinking of Krishna, but they were thinking of him as their enemy. This sort of thinking cannot be accepted as bhakti or Krishna consciousness.
Yes, as Ravan and Kamsa were thinking of Krishna as enemy, similarly, if we think of Krishna that he is what my sinful activities, that means you are thinking like Ravan and Kamsa. Krishna should be thought favorably. Anukullena Krishna anukullena. No, pratikullena. No. You cannot think of Krishna and commit sinful life at the same time. That is pratikur. Krishna does not want that is you shall remain sinful. Because you cannot approach Krishna without being free from sinful activities. Visham antagatam papam. Krishna is pavitra, paramam, apapavidham. These are the descriptions. Krishna is the supreme pure. You cannot approach the supreme pure being sinful. And make Krishna your order supplier, that you go on committing sinful life and Krishna will work it. Krishna works it. Once, twice, thrice. But if you conscientiously go on continuing this sinful life, then you have to be punished. So, we should not think pervertedly like Ravana and Kansa. Kansa was always absorbed in thinking of Krishna. Also, he got salvation, but not as associate, but he merged into the Brahma is father. So, these are the parts. Anukulena Krishna Anusilanam. We should execute cultivation of Krishna consciousness very favorably, not unfavorably. Favorable means by which Krishna becomes pleased, by which your spiritual master becomes pleased, because when your spiritual master is pleased, Krishna is pleased. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasad. So, spiritual master is representative of Krishna. Just like in office, you do not see the proprietor, but your immediate officer, if you can please, then you get promotion, increment, so many things. Similarly, Krishna's sense is representative. Acharya mang vijanya, nava manneta parhichi. So, pleasing the Acharya means pleasing Krishna. Krishna Chakravarti Thakur says, Jasya prasadad bhagavat prasad. So, anukullena Krishna anusilanam means when you have accepted the bona fide spiritual master, you should work in such a way that your spiritual master is pleased. Then your path is very clear. Don't do anything which is against the will of the spiritual. Because we cannot see Krishna eye to eye at the present moment. The direction is coming through disciplic succession. Evang parampara pratham evang rajasayavidu. So we should follow favorably to cultivate Krishna consciousness, then our life is successful.
The impersonalists sometimes misunderstand devotional service in such a way that they divide Krishna from his paraphernalia and pastimes. For example, the Bhagavad Gita is spoken on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, and the impersonalists say that although Krishna is of interest, the battlefield of Kurukshetra isn't. The devotees, however, also know that the battlefield of Kurukshetra by itself has nothing to do with their business, but in addition they know that Krishna does not mean just Krishna alone. He has always been his associates and paraphernalia.
There are so-called pseudo-devotees. They say, what we have to do with Bhagavad Gita? They think that they are so advanced that they will jump over immediately to the Krishna's last leela. That means Krishna's leela in the Kurukshetra is not very much important for them. But now, Krishna's leela either in the Kurukshetra or in Vrindavan, the same thing. We should know. Abhinnatya Navanati. So, better, first of all, read Bhagavad Gita, the preliminary study of Srimad Bhagavat. Try to read or try to learn. Of course, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is everything. But for ordinary person, because Bhagavad Gita is the ABCD of spiritual knowledge. People even commit mistakes in studying the ABCD of spiritual knowledge. People have become so much degraded that they cannot understand even ABCD of spiritual knowledge. They will make their own interpretation. Such is the horrible condition. They will try to make Mindless Krishna, Bhagavad Gita. Go on reading Bhagavad Gita for millions of years, setting aside Krishna. That is Kalyani. This is going on. Scholar means they say openly, have seen Dr. Radha Krishna. When he is explaining, Manmanam Bhavamad Bhaktamad Jaji Mahang Namaskuru, he is saying openly, it is not to the person Krishna. He is saying, just see the attempt. He is writing comments on Bhagavad Gita and he is trying to make Krishna away, minus Krishna. Simply mental seclusion. This is going on. We should be very careful. What is that? One? Impersonalists. The impersonalists, they do not know that Krishna and Krishna's body not different. They take it for acceptance. That when God, Brahma comes, he accepts a material body. There is Mayavadita. Therefore, Krishna says, Avajananti Manamurha Manasintanuvasita. He comes, Samharami Atma Maya. He comes as he is. Otherwise, how he can act so wonderfully? When he was on the lap of his mother, 3 months old, how he could kill the gigantic demon, Putana? He's not different from his body. He simply appears according to the necessity. Krishna has no such difference, body and soul. He is full, complete, spiritual. We have got in this conditional state, soul and body different. Dehi and Deha. Dehi nasmin jatha dehi, kaumara jubanam jara. So, Dehantram prasthi. Krishna hasn't got to accept another body. So this thing you should know. Krishna is complete. Purna Brahma. There is nothing like material and spiritual in Krishna's body. What?
For instance, if someone says, Give something to eat to the man with the weapons. The eating process is done by the man and not by the weapons. Similarly, in Krishna consciousness, a devotee may be interested in the paraphernalia and locations, such as the battlefield of Kurukshetra, which are associated with Krishna, but he is not concerned with simply any battlefield. He is concerned with Krishna, his speech, his instructions, etc. It is because Krishna is there that the battlefield is so important. This is the summary understanding of what Krishna consciousness is. Without this understanding, one is sure to misunderstand why the devotees are interested in the battlefield of Kurukshetra.
Yes. Sometimes we are asked that why Krishna induced Arjuna to become violent. There are so many so-called scholars that criticize Krishna, but they do not know what is Krishna. Krishna is absolute. In whichever he acts, it is the same thing. God is good. It does not mean when he fights in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, he becomes bad. No, he is still good. That is the conception of God. Absolute. He can do everything and anything. Still, he continues to be the absolute truth. That is absolute truth. There is no relative understanding. This is good for God, this is bad for God, as God has come before me to be judged by me. You cannot judge God, Krishna. Whatever he does, just as Arjuna accepted Krishna. Sarvametam nitang manne, jadvadasi keva. I accept whatever you say, in total, without any distinction. That is acceptance of Bhagavad Gita and Krishna. That is the way of understanding Vedas. You cannot judge the conclusion of the Vedas. You have to accept as it is. Because we are conditioned. We have got so many defects. We are illusion. We commit mistakes. Our senses are imperfect. So many defects. Brahma, Prama, Vipralisha, Karnapata. We want to cheat others. So therefore, we cannot give perfect knowledge. We have to receive knowledge from the perfect. And who is better perfect than Krishna? Therefore, whatever Krishna says, whatever Krishna does, that is all good. There is nothing criticizing. You cannot criticize Krishna. That is not possible. You cannot say why Krishna took part in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Yes, he had business to do it because he appeared Puritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Sudhushkita. He had to kill all the demons. That was his another business. Not only to dance with the gopis in Vrindavan, but he had other business to kill the demons. In Vrindavan also, so many demons were appearing daily and Krishna was killing them. So, that is another side of Krishna's business. But if you study Krishna from your materialistic angle of vision, you will misunderstand. You should know Krishna's dancing with the gopis and Krishna's fighting in the battlefield of Kurukshetra is the one and the same. That is Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.